the 5th of December 2012 in the Bride Assembly. After all, the previous day was a Tuesday Shiloh program dedicated to the deliverance of the oppressed and the afflicted. Even after the program, some prayer groups still held their vigils, which lasted till the early hours of Wednesday. However, events took a different turn when at about 9 a.m., what was likened to an army of occupation invaded the church. They came in a convoy of cars, buses, hillocks, and a black Maria from the Lagos State Ministry of Physical Planning and Urban Development. These were protected by about 40 armed policemen. Leading the assault was a bulldozer. Before the church security men could ask questions, some frightening armed youth went straight to the blocks that housed the offices of the overseer, the deputy overseer, and their personal assistants.
It came to us as a very rude shock on the 5th of December 2012. About a year now. I was woken up because I slept very late on that Wednesday morning. I received a call from my special assistant in the church that a bulldozer has entered the church and ordering everybody to leave, that they have come to demolish the church. Well, the natural thing is to enter my car and come to the church. By the time I reached here, they were at work, demolishing and, you know, destroying everything to pull it down. What I did was to tell everybody around to calm down, not to react violently, otherwise I walked to the police officer and I told the police officer what is happening. We have a case with the government and it is in court. Don't we have the rule of law anymore? The case is in court. They are coming to demolish the church. Well, they came with lorry loads of policemen and ready for any eventuality. But we were calm. And I thank God that our members took to my advice and we are all calm. They were trying to salvage whatever they could salvage. And I left them. And of course, I went home and then we contacted our lawyers immediately. And that is how it has been.
Around during the incident. Please, may we know you? Okay, Sister Ifeoma Obiajuru, please, can you give us a little hint of what you saw yesterday?
So, I was in the house yesterday when somebody called me, a chosen member. He called me that, did I hear what was happening?
Yeah.
That what was happening? I said no. He said that somebody called me from the east that they demolished our church. I said no, don't believe it. So I have to, I now told him it's a lie. There's nothing like that. So what I did is, I now dressed up. When I came, I now saw with my myself that all was clear.
Well, yesterday when I was inside market, I heard that the Bride Assembly of Kirum had been demolished. I said, this one, let me come and see what is happening exactly. When I came, I thought what happened exactly, but I say, oh, if it's a man or a woman or any person that demolishes the house of the Toru, God must surely pay the person back.
I was here yesterday, okay, at the women's toilet. I was taking my bath when they came. So a sister called me and I rushed and put on my clothes. When I came out here, what I saw here is unbelievable. So I was shedding tears yesterday like a little baby because it's not what I expected that I saw yesterday.
And those that planned the demolition, the intention was to get at us and make sure that our December camp program for 2012 is not hold. Because that camp was to start on the 10th of December. And this happened on the 5th of December. So I think the whole idea was to stop that program. Because that particular program for 2012, the publicity we got to that program was too massive. There was rally, there was television, there was article in the newspapers, Sunday newspapers, Punch. This program was so much massively advertised in electronic media, in the newspapers. So I think Satan just can be acted using his human agent to stop that program from taking place. But obviously, God is higher than every person on this earth, knowing that this is what the enemy wanted to achieve. The very particular day on the 5th of December that this mission took place, because even though we have a little, we have a misunderstanding with the local government over the land property, after the demolition, those that came here, the task force official, they were telling us they were not interested about the land, they were only interested about the structure. So what happened that day was that we must hold our program. So the moment they move out of our property, because this land belongs to the assembly, the moment they move out of our property, the church members move in and clear all the rubbles and empty the place, because that program must go. When we see the zeal of the people, the zeal of the members of the Pride Assembly, in fact, the zeal they demonstrated the very day the church was demolished was something to encourage us. Because you can imagine the massive rubbles that was here that day. I tell you, when we come back here by 4 p.m. that same day, the whole auditorium was cleared. The next day, it was just a walkover. So we were all encouraged. And to show that the people had made up their mind to serve God in spirit and in truth. And that the people had received the message of William Branham, their faith will not disturb, because it is not many churches that can survive this type of demolition, this type of affairs. For Bride Assembly to see them here after this demolition is the evidence that this church has come to stay in Jesha permanently until Jesus returns in the rapture. We were encouraged by the faith of our brethren here in the ministry. We were encouraged. The pastors here, our overseer, another pastor, the ministers of the church, and the day minister here, we were all encouraged by the faith of the people. Because the faith of the people actually ignites our own faith. Because the people refused to give up. And it was because they refused to give up, that way where we coined out the acronym Unstoppable Bride. And we remain unstoppable. You know, the demolition has thrown the church into a crisis period. And the enemy wanted us to submit to their own pressure. But because we have believed that we are unstoppable bride, of course, we must watch for our land. seeing the land according to the Lagos State government know that came for the demolition, the landed property was not the issue, but the illegal structure was the issue. So we decided to get canopies because we were not moving out of our land. We get canopies and then mother canopies, even though at that period, you know, it was an hour of crisis and temptation. Even though that period of time, it caused us so much to remain upon this land, because we will mount canopy today, tomorrow the land will brought it down. In fact, we will put canopy here, and the moment the weather changed, our hand will cut. And in like that type of breeze or wind that used to blow here, it was targeted at bringing down the canopy. Because the moment we put the canopy, the wind will come from nowhere, boom, and brought the canopy down and go away, and the wind will stop. But yet, we refuse to give up.
Sunday, the 27th of January 2013, will remain a memorable day in the Bride Assembly. God is always doing unusual things in the Assembly, but He did much more on this particular day, which was not only a communion and feet washing Sunday, but also the annual thanksgiving of the church. The overseer, in a sharp exhortation, took his text from Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5, which talks of the need to remember to give God thanks for all the good things He has blessed us with. This was against the behavior of the lepers in Luke chapter 17, verse 12, who were instructed by Jesus to go and show themselves to the chief priest. By simply obeying, they got their healing, but only one came back to appreciate the Lord. And Jesus said to him, "Your faith has made you whole." The overseer then admonished the people not to be like the nine lepers, but to show God gratitude, and by so doing, He would continue to do more. An unusual feet washing happened during the course of the service. How, you may ask, on this particular Sunday service? The program featured the usual prayers, worship and sermon, but suddenly, the clouds started getting dark, and what followed was an open heaven and a torrential rainfall, consequently washing the people's feet.
we decided to take the bull by the horn. We say, no, this torture is getting too much. We shall put back our shed. That will give pride to all putting back our shed here so we can have our June camp 2013 under a shed instead of canopy. We suffer so much during that period of time. Financially, emotionally, and otherwise. But yet, we keep on moving because we are unstoppable bride. On the 14th of February 2013, there was an invasion where the office of the man brought here with one Fumi that I met at the police command when we had a meeting with the Commissioner of Police of Lagos State over the state property. We went there and met a woman there. The next day, the woman came in here with talks. And they invaded this place now for and take command. I think that day, Bola and Wakima doing succeed in taking temporary possession of the property, of which they lied to those men that the land was a small church. But we quickly called in the police and mobilized the police. Now they drove the OPC away and we come back into our property. Since that time, there have been from one case to another. The police, in fact, the Bride Assembly has instituted a case for 20 billion naira against the local government for coming to demolish our property here. The governor is disposed to letting us stay here. And it's a little bit complicated because they were able to get the Lagos State government to claim that this land belongs to the government's acquired. And it is better for us to begin to negotiate rather than a prolonged court case where we will remain like this because we don't have the right documents from the government, they will not approve our building plan. And so to us, it was part of the victory that they can come. I remember that when we moved in here, we bought 9 plots of land. That is what brought us here, 9 plots of land. But when we got in here, we still saw some more empty land and we decided to buy more. But they came and they are located, so now we now have 16 plots, which we are allocated to that man because, remember, they want to ensure we leave this place. We are insisting that they should go and allocate another land to the man. I personally met with the governor, and he is disposed to relocating the man. But remember, the forces we are fighting. Land is not their problem. It is that we should get out of this place. And so they are instead now opting that we should share the land. After all, it was 9 plots we came before. Let's take our 9 plots and leave the other land to the other person. They even said they will give us only 4 plots. That's where they put the demarcation one time. I will reject it. The way I feel is, I know that Israel is God choosing nation. And God has chosen Israel to let the world know about Him. I count it great. It's a great privilege that God can use me to tell the enemies of the gospel that you can persecute them, but they remain unstoppable. He made that with Job. He spelled that clearly with Job. He spelled that clearly with Joseph. He spelled that clearly with the nation of Israel in Egypt. And He has chosen me and my church to prove to the whole world that we are unstoppable. That there are people that you can demolish their church, but they will still serve Him. And it will not affect their faith. If you notice, my messages increase with more fire after the demolition. You know that is the grace of God. It's a great privilege. I count it a great privilege. And I feel, very special that God has chosen me to go through this trial. to make a point for himself to his glory. That is how I feel.